And it's time now for Gordo's Corner. Gordo has taken the wireless mic out here, a Radio Row Super Bowl tradition. Gordo going to talk to various people that he might find interesting or amusing.
Various varieties of people.
Now, you're no longer at your broadcast table location.
No, I'm not,
so
Craig,
you're,
not at all.
You're wireless. Can you tell me exactly your location so I can fix in on you?
Craig, I'm directly in front of you, staring at your handsomely aging face.
I now have kissing distance. I now have you.
Don't you enjoy that, George?
Oh. You didn't hear me laughing? I was laughing.
George is the only one who hates that bit for some reason.
Why do you hate that bit?
America loves it.
America loved Giorgio's line about when the guy said he was a Taoist. And George said under his breath, hey, that's where we're from. I enjoyed that, too.
Thanks, Gordon.
Yes, sir. What's going on there?
You got to go talk to
Who's this? There's some kind of crazy-haired athlete coming here.
Oh, where? That is the famous Jerry Rice.
No, it's not Jerry Rice.
Mr. Opportunity. Everyone's taking pictures
who
of him.
Who is that?
If you would have told me, I could have interviewed him.
I don't know. Without a number, we can't recognize him.
All right. So I'm heading a little bit farther away from you guys. I'm not seeing.
We wanted to talk to the fake Howard Cosell again, but he's on with another radio station now.
He is?
He's over there to your right.
Man, I can't tell who this guy is. Older black guy.
I think that may be like Carl Eller.
Looks like he's important. Everyone's standing around him.
Go say hi to him. Just say hi. Welcome to the Super Bowl.
Well, because I don't know his name.
I think it's Carl Eller.
Say yeah, hey. You say that.
Say hey, Carl, and just see what happens.
Yeah. He's
got 10 people around him.
Number 81 of the Purple People Eaters, Carl Eller.
Just don't do that voice.
Ask the hot chick who's leading him around who he is.
Mm-hmm. Say, is that Carl Eller?
Carl Eller, right?
Yeah, Bobby Bell.
Bobby, what?
Bobby Bell.
Bobby Bell.
Hey, Bobby Bell. Bobby Bell. Sorry about that. They thought you were Carl Eller. You oftentimes get confused.
Just, you know, me. Now, what? Who said that, Carl?
These guys right over here wave.
Yeah. Carl Eller lost that Super Bowl.
Carl Eller?
That's what they said.
I recruited Carl for Minnesota. I was a right tackle. He was a left tackle at the University of Minnesota.
That's what I was telling them, and they were going, no, you're wrong.
Guy, he's out of North Carolina, too, you know. Mm-hmm. We all lookalikes.
Is he from Minnesota?
No, they're not from Minnesota.
Tell them I used to live in Edina.
Used to live, although George just said used to live in
Edina.
Did you say vagina?
No.
Edina. You know where Edina is?
No, I know where it is. I lived in White Bear Lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ask him, do he know where that is?
You know where White Bear Lake is, George?
I don't. I was only in kindergarten when
he
I
He says
there.
He doesn't because he was in kindergarten when he lived there.
Well,
that's no help to you, is it?
I was in kindergarten, too, across the street from you.
What are you doing out here today?
Huh? Talking to you.
Bobby was on the Chiefs Super Bowl winning team.
You're on the Chiefs Super Bowl winning team. How's Hank Stram?
He's no longer with us.
He's passed away now. You know, I played in the first Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. No, Port Ryan. I'm doing stuff for Port Ryan, you know. You know, we have a thing going for the whole 6 months here, you know, where they donate so much money to the Great Iron Greats assistant fund. And so that's what I've been doing for the last
What was the
months.
First Super Bowl like?
So I'm down talking about that.
Yeah, what was the first Super Bowl like?
Oh, well, it was pretty rough, you know. Nobody knew if it was going to become something like this, you know.
And now you're here at Super Bowl 50.
Yeah, I'm looking here. Look at all these people right here. The first Super Bowl, all the press was around the swimming pool in his shorts.
Right.
That's it. On Saturday, and that was it. And everybody
tell them we're going
home
swimming
after
later
the
today.
Game.
Mm-hmm.
We're going swimming later today if you want to go with us.
No.
Tell them we're going swimming with Lenny Dawson.
I'm busy today.
We're going swimming with Lenny Dawson.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Where is Lenny?
He's at our hotel.
He's at the hotel right now.
Well, how did Lenny get down here?
He flew.
He did?
Southwest.
He did? Oh, I didn't know that. I just came from Kansas City, too. But Lenny, I didn't know he was coming down.
Yeah, he did, and he's at our hotel. That's what I'm hearing in my ear, anyway.
What hotel?
One on the left. We can't say it on the air.
Tell him congratulations
for
his career. He's a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Congratulations on your career, by the way. You're a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Thank you. I enjoy it.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Sure.
Appreciate it. It's great to meet a legend like you. I'm Gordon.
Okay, Gordon.
Nice
to meet you.
All right.
Tell that guy I'm not Carl Eller.
You know what?
See, guess. I told you.
Seriously, I think, George, I think you guess every year at the Super Bowl that someone is Carl Eller.
No, he's
your go-to guess.
It always happens. Hey, I see Howard Cosell.
Oh, you see him?
Yeah, go talk to him.
Yeah. He's over here.
Finish your interview with him.
All right. We'll try to finish it.
See if he knows who Eddie Merckx is.
Hey, Howard.
Yes.
Can we finish our interview with you? We got interrupted before.
Yes, absolutely.
By Antonio Brown.
Yes. Yeah. What would you like to? But that's okay. And he's an executive producer, but it's okay for the good people of Dallas. I drop everything. Okay. And what would you like to talk about?
Well, first of all, how many years have you been dead?
I actually traipsed off the Big Blue Marble, April 23, 1995. You can figure out the math from there. But you know what? Over all those years, I would have to say that the National Football League has not improved one iota.
My goodness. And so you have a – we can walk this way while we talk to you, because I think you have another interview with someone else, don't you, Howard?
I believe we do. We will probably regale the adoring masses with the greatness of all of those great years on Monday Night Football. My goodness, can you recall those years with
I do recall those Dan? Years. Remember when you reported that John Lennon got blown away?
Yes, of course I recall that. December 8, 1980. My heart still aches, and a drowsy numbness still pains my sense.
Yeah. Where did that guy walk to? Did you see
they want him to go on with the Scarlet Taint,
yeah.
I think.
I think you're going to talk to the Scarlet Taint. Are you familiar with him?
Uh-oh. I am very familiar with the Scarlet One. He is right here. There. That man there. Right there.
I think you're on right now.
All right.
In full-blown panic.
God, that guy's great. He's got the wig.
The look is unbelievable. You look like Eddie Merckx or Terry Jones from Monty Python.
I am not familiar with them, young man. My goodness. We'll have to get to that.
My
sister
funny.
Station's panicking because he's not on yet.
No,
with the
I like
Scarlet,
that guy.
The Scarlet One.
The Scarlet One. He's sitting right there.
There he is right there.
Howard Cosell, overrated.
No, he
no.
was great.
Howard was great.
Howard was overrated.
No, he was the best.
Okay, all right. Who else do you want me to talk to here?
Boy,
Frank Caliendo looks good, by the way.
He talk to Frank.
So
yeah.
thin
Tell him
now.
It's not funny.
Yeah, say hi to
no,
Frank.
I am not telling him that because he is funny, George.
There's Chris Visser.
Not funny, Frank. Not funny.
You think we can get Chris Visser on?
Easy.
Is Frank on with someone right now?
Yeah, Frank is having pictures taken. Oh, no, they're doing a video with him, I think.
Oh, he's doing his Trump. I'll go talk to him.
Oh, is he doing
a
Trump?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Have a Trump off.
Oh, they got a video camera now.
Oh, gosh. I hate the media.
I haven't heard his Trump. Is his Trump pretty good?
I'm assuming it is. His face is dead on.
Does he? That's the thing about Frank, yes. man. He always gets the facial expressions down. So
like now
well.
He's doing Gruden, because you can tell with the eyebrows. Okay, now we're good.
He's still talking.
Who's that blonde to your left?
I don't know, but
barge
she's really
in there.
Blonde.
He's done with him.
Yeah.
Go in there and do it.
Talk to her and ask
Should
her.
Talk to Bond or talk to Frank?
No, Frank.
Hey,
Frank. He's
Frank.
Funny.
Frank. Frank. Hey, we're on the air right now.
Yes.
We want to hear. We want to see a little Trump. Can you do a little Trump?
Listen, you're doing a tremendous job, Gordo. You really are. And I've talked to a lot of people out here, and none of them have been as crazy as you. And what I listen, China is taking over our dishes. They really are. If you think about that, when you have relatives over, good relatives, people that you like, not like neighbors that you're just inviting over because your wife told you you have to, but family members that are important to you that could do something for you in the future, what do you eat on? You're good China. I'm going to make that America again. I'm going to make America great again. I'm going to make the solar system great again. I'm going to make the universe great again. In fact, I'm going to make all the universes great again. I'm going to make the Marvel universe great again, the DC universe great again. That's right. Batman, Superman, and I, along with Spider-Man, are going to fight crime together in the multiverse, and we're going to make the multiverse great again. That's just the way it's going to be.
Multiverse, they're going to be doing it.
I knew Gordo would get that.
We live in a tremendous, tremendous solar system.
Ooh, a Trump off.
Okay, we're having a Trump off, yeah.
And that's why we're going to run together as ourselves. We're going to get ourselves, and our defense secretary is going to be a puppet hand.
That's a great Frank Caliendo. What are you doing out here, Frank? Are you doing some bits for the game?
Yeah, I'm doing some stuff at ESPN on Sunday, and then... we're going to be I'm just in and out a little bit here. And then
while you're talking to me, you're just kind of fading in and out of consciousness.
I was thinking, where do I have to be right now?
When you sleep.
Yeah. No, I got confused because somebody pushed me away like you're talking to me. So
this guy did?
Yeah. No, I think we're just on his ear. So
Important work, I guess.
Listen, a lot of people think they're important, and I'm really probably the most important. But yeah, I'm just out here. I think I'm going to be actually out in Tyler, Texas, which isn't too far from you guys. Out in it's not announced yet,
East
but somewhere
Texas.
In April. So looking forward to that. So.
Cool. Well, good. You on? You doing a tour? Or you just like a one-off to shoot dates?
Just one-off here and there.
Ask me if you're still amazed that Bradshaw's doing highlights.
Enjoying myself. I got two little kids. I got to go. That's why I'm actually going home on Saturday morning. I got to go coach flag football.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm a terrible coach.
Are you going to coach as someone, or are you going to do
John
it?
John Gruden. I'll tell you what, man. Gruden actually sat down with my son like a couple months ago. Started doing basically quarterback camp with him. I was like, I'll tell you what, man. You got a 6 foot 3 inch kid on your team. You throw to that kid, man. That's your guy.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks for talking to
Gordo. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. That's the great Frank Caliendo there. Boy, we got shushed by this guy right here. Yeah. What's his story?
He's on the air. This kind of guy, sportsy.
What's happening there?
We don't need another radio
what
fight. You got about 2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes. Let's see what we can scare up. Where's that blonde?
That old gal down there.
Tremendous, tremendous impersonation. That's not her.
No, I think she got out of here.
Get the heck out of Dodge. There's Ed Too Tall Jones again.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no one this way.
By the way, we've had a lot of reaction on what Antonio Brown called his own quarterback. You want
to? Yeah. What are people voting on? We need to vote as to what you think he called his quarterback.
This is what he called Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, it's all about the group of guys you have around you, you know, and the start at the quarterback position. Anytime you're playing with a guy by the name of Ben Roethlisberger, you got a chance to be great.
Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Anytime you're playing with a guy named Ben Roethlisberger,
Ben
you need to ask, where's Roethlisberger, though?
Oh, man, that's great.
Roethlisberger. I'm gonna open up. I'm gonna open up a new hamburger joint called that.
I'd like a Roethlisberger and.
All right, you want special sauce? Rings. No special sauce. Which one?
I go special sauce and onion rings, please.
Onion rings instead of tots. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, it's cash only. Credit card machine's broken.
Okay. Welcome to Roethlisberger. I love you.
All right, we'll talk to this guy here. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? I work here. I'm not.
Oh, who do you work for?
I work for the NFL.
The NFL. That's the National Football League.
Oh, yeah. Steer clear.
Oh, yeah. Stands for not for long. They keep calling games like that.
Thank him for his time.
Oh, you can't talk to me. Oh, okay, sorry. Boom.
Quit going to NFL films.
It's too much fun. Do you what then? All right. Talk to this guy here. Hey, how you doing? Who you got coffee for?
The rest of the crew over there.
Work for the NFL?
No, 95.7 Sports Radio, San Francisco.
95.7. Do you know who's the guy that we were talking with last night who knew the ticket?
He works for Kiss.
Oh, okay. He works for Kiss Music Station. Sorry, we thought it was you.
Sorry. No
problem. Enjoy your coffee.
I remember you from last year.
Oh, you do? What do you remember?
Talking to you the same way I'm talking to you right now. Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty pleasant memory.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fine. Yeah,
yeah.
Good.
You're wearing the same Jerry Reed shirt I am. That's nice.
Yeah.
Fans. Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir. That's the third guy wearing the same Jerry Reed shirt I've seen today.
Wow. Really?
Yes. It's like I thought I got this because it was rare. But everyone, hey, I'll talk to this girl. Just say, hey, how you doing? You got some coffee?
I got coffee, yes.
Oh, well, thank you for your time. Okay. There you go. We'll end on that girl.
Okay. Officially sign off.
Okay. For Gordon Keith on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, I'm Gordon Keith. And now back to America's favorite Craig Miller.
Thank you, Gordon.
Of Sports Radio 1310.
That's good.
Okay.